time. And some of y'all don't know this, but he announced his call to preach before he left several years ago and done some preaching. And so you pray for him tonight, okay? I'm sure he's nervous. And if he's not, I wouldn't want him up here with you.
Terrifying. Right there, okay. All right, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Bless the Lord.
I ain't gonna lie to you if I said I wasn't terrified, nervous, all of the above. Anything that can aggravate you, it'll do it every time.
Yeah.
He tries to get that foothold in you. That's the way it goes. But praise the Lord. Brother Rick, you asked me. I was gonna start on the square, where I intended to, and he asked me to preach here tonight, and I wasn't gonna disrespect him by saying no. That's for sure. But no, I appreciate the opportunity, brother. I really do.
Amen.
If you will tonight, turn into the book of Nehemiah. You'll be reading from the first chapter, verse number 4 tonight. And I had read this a while back, and for some reason this verse just it grabbed me. And thank you for standing. It says in verse 4, it says, "And it came to pass, when I heard these words, and I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before God of heaven." Let's pray. Dear Lord, I come to you tonight in absolute humbleness, Lord. I thank you for this day, Lord, and bringing me back to this day again, Lord, when I can preach for you again, Lord.
Bless
my heart, Lord. Lord, I just pray that your word be magnified and glorified tonight, Lord. I have to admit, Lord, that I may stumble here in a minute, Lord.
Bless you, Father.
I may stutter, Lord, but my intentions are 100%, Lord, and you know that, Lord. And I wouldn't be up here unless I was absolutely serious, Lord, about what I'm getting ready to do, Lord. I just pray that you'd use this word, this message tonight to teach somebody something, Lord. Just use it however it may be, Lord. However it may touch somebody's heart, Lord. And we'll give you thanks and glory and honor tonight, and we just love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
No, I said last week, and sometime last week, and I was reading this right here, and I had read about his prayer in verses 5 through 11, and read pretty much from the front and back, and of course we know that later on here in Nehemiah, he builds the wall, but he's heard Jerusalem has been destroyed, and it's gripped his heart about it, and he's troubled about it, and that's what brings him to this right here in verse 4 when he talks about this, and his prayers in verse 5 and 11, go 5 through 11, and Lord just touched me about it, so I wrote it down and I saved it because I knew the Lord might use it someday. But it just occurred to me that night when I was reading it, I just wonder. When I sit there and looked at it, and it said down, and he wept, and he mourned certain days, and he prayed before God in heaven. It just came to my attention, the world we live in nowadays, what would it be like if every time we heard about something, it touched our heart like this? Like this man right here in Nehemiah, this prophet, and It got me thinking there for a long time, and it's one of those things where you want to examine your own life,
amen.
And you want to look at your own life and see where you could improve for him.
Amen.
And I'll be the first to admit that I had pretty much everything planned up in my head, and it's pretty much all gone now. So it's time for the Lord to take over. Praise God.
Amen.
I've thought this through quite a bit. Now it's got me. And, but no, I just, it just caught my attention. So it brought him to tears in the first line. And I wonder here, the days we're living in, and you hear about school, no prayer in school, and just different things. And we need We need these things to touch us.
Yes.
Amen.
We don't often think about it. We take for granted a lot of things. We hear about the wars, different countries, and just all sorts of things going on, and there's more of it than we can keep track of.
Yeah.
It seems like nowadays it just floods in. You'd almost have to sit there the whole 24 hours just to keep up with it and not sleep a whole week just to be able to figure it all out. But it just caught my attention. Just sitting there reading this, it's like, how many things in life do we overlook on a daily basis that should touch our heart like it did this man here when he heard about his home country being tore down and people had come in and invaded it. And of course, we know a lot of times Israel, through the past there in the Old Testament, they had been they've had the problem where they got away from God, and then he had to sit there and chastise them and bring them back to the point where he could they could be at peace again and live peaceful lives. And it just makes me wonder how many things we overlook in this world daily where it should touch our heart like this.
Amen.
I thought the other day when I was growing up in school, I had this friend, my sister. She went to school, same school we did over at Barron County, and there was this lesbian group of girls, about five or six of them. And my sister, she wouldn't join the little clique they had going there. And of course, she was attracted as well. That's what attracted them to her. And just because she didn't, they got her one day and cornered her, and they smashed her face into a locker. And the only thing they got was like 2 days suspension or something, just a slap on the wrist.
Right.
It was ridiculous. It was, but it's things like that in our lives that should touch us and make us want to do something about it.
Amen.
Because I've learned here this past couple of months that if things don't get down inside of us and get hard deep and get under inside there, how are we ever gonna want to change that?
Amen.
How are we ever gonna know that there's a problem down in there? Like Brother Eddie mentioned here in prayer not too long ago, he said he didn't even know how to have pride in him.
Right.
And it just makes a person wonder. Sit down and just search ourselves and wonder how much more we can change and what problems we do soak in through the TV and through internet and all those things and all this filter or this information that we have to sit there and filter in our own heads, that most of the time we miss a good portion of it.
Oh yeah.
And before we know it, I've seen a lot of times you listen to somebody as they're talking to you, and before you know it, they're halfway discouraging. And it's just because of what you take in, and then what comes back out of your mouth, what you hear.
Amen.
But I find here in this verse right here that it would do us a lot of good if we got things to touch us more than just skin deep.
Right.
Just hearing it and maybe seeing it. If we got some stuff that got down in our heart, that would do us a world of good, I think.
Amen.
And the days we're living in, seems like we couldn't do it enough to keep up with it.
We may.
It seems like there's so much going on, and I just pray this helps somebody. I sit there this evening, and I pray for. I'm not bragging on myself by no means. I sit there and I pray for 4.5 hours. It's like, God, I want to make sure this is it. I want to make sure this is the right message you would have me given to this group right here, because I don't want to give them something that ain't going to be something from you, you know.
Bless you.
That's one thing I take very seriously. I mean, if I'm going to get up here and I'm going to do this again, it's got to be 100% Him and 0% me.
Bless you,
I just pray to help somebody. I look at the second part of this, and it says, mourned certain days. And I sit there and I thought to myself, when was the last time we got so tore up about something that we sit there and cried about it for not just maybe an hour or two, but it impacted us for more than just one day.
Amen.
Yeah.
We could definitely use it. It's to open our hearts, I guess more. I don't know how to quite say it right, but it seems like living in this present day that we get cold hearted really easily.
Yes,
we can see enough information in a couple hours, and our heart could be a solid block of ice.
Really?
It could be. And I just pray that we keep praying for each other and keep using each other to encourage each other.
Amen.
Will be a blessing to each other.
Yes.
Yep.
Amen. I've it makes me think about the time in my life where I didn't realize that people cared as much as they did about me, and I wandered off and did my own stuff and went my own way, and it just since I've been back, it just a lot of things have touched me.
Amen.
They've gotten more than just skin deep.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. And I have to admit, not too long ago, I sat down and I was like, "Well, Lord, take apart my life, you know, and just get every little tiny detail, and just take anything that's bad and get it out of me."
Yes.
It's more as the effect of what I prayed, and I shouldn't pray that, because the Lord, He even got right on that, and He hadn't quit yet. So.
Hey.
There's some things you learn harder than others.
Yes.
And, I truly thank the Lord that He did, because if He wouldn't have cared, you just wonder where you'd be.
Right.
I know I wouldn't be. I certainly wouldn't be here. I'd be dead in a ditch somewhere.
Right.
Without any direction, you know. And I looked at the latter part of this verse, and it says, "And fasted and prayed before God of heaven." And that word "fasted" caught my attention, because I was like, well, I don't remember ever a time in my life where I did fast for anything, you know. And I know it's not common tradition nowadays, but it just goes to show how important this was to this guy right here when he heard this news. Is how important it was to him. It touched him that much that he wanted to do that.
Amen.
And I just pray tonight, Lord, would just touch us enough, Lord, to want us to do more for Him. And to sometimes, I guess, we need Him to squeeze our heart for us.
Yeah.
Get us under conviction about some things.
Yes.
And I looked at the last part of this where it says pray. And that just seemed like the most important thing to me tonight, is that we continue to pray.
Amen.
We pray continuously for the kids. There's so many things in the world. I think one of the major things we've forgotten is our ability to come to church on a Wednesday, Sunday night, anytime here in the United States. You hear, like Brother Rich has mentioned a lot about missionaries and different things going on, but I just think that we need to be praying as much as we possibly can nowadays.
Amen.
This is, I believe, the devil's peaceful force tonight, and he will be until the rapture comes. He's going to be full force trying to damper anything he can possibly do. I know he sure worked on me this last week. I woke up this morning and I was like, well, Lord, I don't even know if I got anything to preach. I don't even know if I can preach. I don't know what I can do for you. But I just pray the Lord give strength tonight to do what He has,
yes,
or do what He wants,
Amen,
what He'd have us to do, and we listen to Him. And I just pray for that. And I know I wasn't a bit shy. I'm a bit shy of a person, but I just felt like I'd come up and I'd say, preach what the Lord wanted me to preach, and I stepped down, and I think it's time I stepped down, because that's what the Lord gave me, and I'm giving it to y'all. So, thank you.
Amen.
time, you did a great job.
Amen.
Had two things that every preacher must have if he's going to be used much of the Lord: humbleness and obedience to the Lord.
Amen.
He had both qualities tonight.
Yes.
And God used him, touched hearts while he was speaking, so that's good.
Amen.
All right, we're going to ask the piano player to come or song leader to come, and the Lord may have dealt with your heart about something tonight while Brother Josh shared his heart. It might have opened your heart. And we appreciate him tonight. And he's done the hardest thing, and that's to get started.
Amen.
That's one of the hardest things, is just to get up and get started again.
Amen.
And he preached quite a bit before he left back several years ago. And so I appreciate his, when he came back, he told me that felt like the Lord still had a call on his life. And but he didn't feel like he needed to preach right then. He had some things he needed to get in order. And so he's been doing that, and I'm glad that he minded the Lord tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Let's stand tonight, if you would, please.
Yes.
Yes. Sure. Yes.
Yes. Speaking about what he was talking about, something touching you pretty deep.
Yeah.
And you just can't get it out of your mind.
Yes.
I was listening to the TV this week when that fellow that had come back with the Ebola. Stuff, and
yes.
He was put in Emory Hospital down in Georgia, and they released him this week, and he has none of it in him.
Yeah.
And the fellow that was interviewing him was also talking to his doctor, and he asked the doctor, he said, "Well, doctor," he says, "how do you talk about this here remarkable recovery? What do you owe it to?" And he says, "Well," he says, "it's pretty simple." He says, "it's a little bit of medicine and a whole lot of God."
Amen.
That's good, ain't it? Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. What are we singing, Book?
128.
All right. Number 128.
Thank you.
heart tonight, somebody has a word for the Lord. Anybody tonight have a testimony for the Lord? Miss Donnie.
Yes.
I never knew.
Bless you, Father.
Today. How much I love my church.
Bless the Lord.
Bless your Lord. Bless your heart.
These past 2 months, I'm so heavy laden that you. I felt like I couldn't pray, and all I could do was to sit on my head up and just say, God, please help me today.
Bless you.
That's all I can do. God, please help me today.
Bless you.
And I know I've been through valleys. But I know my Lord carried me every day.
Amen.
And I felt the prayers of this church and the multitude of God's hearts that I got, and I'd wake up and I'd be so sick I could not make it to the table. Give my guts out and then go to the mailbox and then he'd go to the box for me, and I just feel like, Lord, I'm not going to make it through this day if you don't carry me. I'm not. I'm just so sick, and then get a card that would just be so beautiful and in the things that, thank you, Lord, for giving me a church that will pray for me, because I just ain't got it in me today.
Bless you, Lord.
And I have missed this church so bad.
Bless you, Lord. Yeah.
You know, when you can't come to church,
yeah.
When you can't come to church,
bless you.
Is when you realize how important that your church and church family is.
That's
in
right.
Your life.
Amen.
And how you hunger to hear God's word, and the devil's just all over
Amen.
You saying, he ain't going to help you. He ain't going to carry you today. Look how sick you are. Look how sick you are. You can't even make it to the bathroom. Look how sick you are. And I say, Lord, please don't let my mind.
Amen.
Please don't let my mind feed into that, Lord. Put your arms around me and help me through this day. And sometimes that'd be all I'd have to say. I am so, so blessed. Today, I am so blessed. I don't care to share with you that I'm not going to finish my treatment.
Bless you.
I have done 25 radiation and 5 chemo, and they have burnt me alive. And my God has already given me assurance.
Bless you.
Amen.
That I have suffered enough.
That's my sister.
Amen.
In my heart. Now these doctors, they don't want me. I still call me all the time. Want me to finish this one last chemo of these 3 in Louisville. And I tell you all what.
Bless them.
In a year, if I meet up with cancer and I don't live long, I'm telling y'all something. I am in a win-win situation.
Yeah. Amen.
And I don't feel the Lord wants me to suffer one more day with this cancer. These doctors seem to think that I still have. And like I said, Dr. Tyree, my position is higher than any day you can lay me on a table and beam and burn me with. And he told me in my heart, you've had enough.
Yeah.
So therefore, if he tells me I've had enough, he is actually prepared for me. And that's what I'm going to believe with everything in me. Today has been one of the best days that I have had since I have started my very first treatment. Being able to come into God's house and
Amen.
Worship and hear his words, and that song, Sally, blessed my heart so much.
Yeah.
You know, we take for granted. We take for granted what God really is doing in our lives and what he does on the day. on a day-to-day basis. You know, we take much for granted.
We appreciate it. It's gone.
You know, I've said it might get to jail something ever Sunday morning. Wednesday night, and I say, there goes Mary Bill Riley. There goes Brother Bill.
Yes, sir.
There goes Connie and Marty. And I tell you what, I'm as happy as a hog in the swamp today to know that I have got to come to church.
Yes.
Why? Yes. I thank the Lord. I love my Lord Jesus. Yes. And I love my church and my pastor and his wife. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. If everybody wants to come to church that bad today, yep, we would have had any better church than what we've had. But being humans, I mean, that's just human nature. You can't mess it like you ought to until it's gone. And that's just the way it is. Amen. But anyways, anyone else have a testimony for the Lord? Anyone else have a testimony for the Lord tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for being here. And thank the Lord for hearing Josh preach tonight. Touches my heart to see young men.
Yeah.
They're
called
free.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank the Lord for
that. Amen. We don't have a lot, but we've got a lot compared to some, but not as many as we wish we had. But we do have some young people that are trying to serve God, trying to be a witness, and trying to do like they ought to. We thank the Lord for them. We need support and pray for them and lift them up in our prayers. All right. Anybody else? Testimony for the Lord. Yes.
I want to thank God for saving me and Donna. Told the truth. If it hadn't been for the Lord, I wouldn't see you.
Right.
And I don't know what my future holds. I know I'll never be well because these have God. It's in God's name.
Amen.
And He's a good God. He's great.
Amen.
There's nothing He can't do. It don't bother me a bit if I get better or if I get worse.
Right.
It's not a fun thing to have. But it's wonderful to have God on your side.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Everybody well down here, but you will be well someday.
Amen.
All right. You know, people's been through the same thing. They can, you know, they understand each other. When Sister Donna was testifying this morning about her treatments and what she'd been through, and I think she described it like it was like going through hell. And when she was telling that, I seen Mike Gibson sitting right there shaking his head because he's been through it. He knows what it is. And you know, people's been through things. They know. That's why God lets us go through things. We don't all go through the same thing, but sometimes the reason we do suffer through things is so not just so that we can have to suffer, but so we can help somebody else down the road that's going through the same thing.
Amen.
You look back on your past experiences, maybe the worst time of your life. You might sit down and look at that sometime and realize there's people out there that's going through that needs your help. And I couldn't help them because I ain't been through it, but you could. And Lord, that's why He lets us all go down different roads, go through different things. All right, anybody else tonight? Yes, David, y'all.
Can I try to sing some?
Sure, yeah, it'd be wonderful. Yeah. You be seated.
I was at work yesterday, and there was a chorus coming to my mind, a song that I hadn't even heard in a long time. And the name of the song is I Know What Lies Ahead. Y'all may have heard it, Charles Junction Revival does it. And I know I can't sing like they did, but, and I don't know that I can even do a very good job on it, but just please just listen to the words.
Yeah, it's mine the Lord now if you need to come pray.
This road I'm on is straight and narrow, but it leads to a better home. It was laid by Christ one day at Calvary while He suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low. But I'll walk each day with sweet assurance and safely I'll reach my home. Ahead, there's joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. Ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. I know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Oh, so often this road gets rough and rocky, but I know what lies ahead. While on this road I get so weary and often my feet would stray.
Bless you, Lord.
But a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me find the way. As I climb each hill and across each valley, by His hand I'm daily led. But I won't look back, gonna keep on walking, for I know what lies ahead. There's joy and gladness as for my weary soul. Ahead, there is peace and contentment, everybody will be happy and whole. I know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. There's joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. Ahead, there is peace and contentment, everybody will be happy and whole. I know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sister Donna, I thought this song, whenever you were testifying, I wanted to sing.
In the dark of the midnight, have I altered my face, while the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place.
Amen.
In the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe, till the storm passes by. When the
Dismiss the service tonight. All hearts clear. All right, Brother John back there. Amen, Brother John. Amen. Max Elton.
Amen.
Amen. Corey up here to sing before we quit.
There you go.
I get him up here to sing in the garden.
Yeah. Amen.
Can you do that, Corey? Yeah. All right, we'll ask him to come. He might need them girls just to come stand behind him, just support, you know, not sing, just support. Just support.
Amen.
I might get them to sing if they got the music back there. I don't know if they got the music back there or not. You got that music back there, Max? You got that music back there?
Thank you.
Y'all pray for me. I always thank God for blessing me and all He does for me.
Amen.
He's been so good to us.
Yeah.
I love my church. I love each and every one of you. That's what y'all pray for me. I come to the garden alone while the dew
times when the Lord just comes in your prayer closet and you can just stay there. You don't want to go. You don't want to go, but yet you know work's calling or something else is calling and the Lord, it's kind of like Peter up on the mountaintop when he said, Lord, this is a good place to be. Let's just build a place here so we don't have to go down. We can stay here. But it couldn't be so at that time. But there is coming a time when it will be able to stay with the Lord.
Yeah.
He won't ever bid us to go. We'll be able to stay there, and worldly cares and things won't call us away. Amen. I'm glad the Lord's visiting us tonight. He's been blessing our church now all year, really.
Yes.
And we just need to pray because, you know, the Lord's blessed us. The devil don't like that.
Right. Amen.
He don't like the church to be blessed and grow. He don't like the unity of the Spirit to be in the church. And he'll do anything he can to disrupt it.
Right. Yes,
so we need to pray, keep a watch, make sure we're not the door that lets him in.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Anybody else need to obey the Lord tonight? Do anything tonight? Yes, Mary?
Amen.
Yes.
I know all I can do is bow my head, bow my knees.
Yes.
Because God lifts me up.
Yes.
He lifts me up. And I pray for everybody at night. And because you guys, you're my church now.
Yes.
And I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt my church.
Bless you, Lord.
Or anything like that. You know what I'm trying to say?
Bless you,
Lord. I'm just glad that God walks me through these things.
Amen.
And I have somebody to walk with me beside him to teach me.
Yes,
He's so special. Every night he's so special.
Hey.
Yeah. And I just love this. I love everybody here.
Amen. God bless you, Mary.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So great.
Rick, I like to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
You know, he's blessed me all my life.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
But today he really blessed me when he brought me to this church.
Bless your heart.
So he filled an open hole with my heart.
Yes.
It's a blank space. You know, I know a lot of things. But you know, today he led me here. He gave me something I never had in life.
Bless you.
Give me a good pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a wonderful church family.
Amen.
You know, I've learned a lot about God in the last 14 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm 52 years old. And the first 38 years, I didn't learn nothing like I've learned the last 14.
Bless the Lord.
I thank the Lord for my church.
Amen.
My pastor, my church family.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless your brother.
Amen.
All right. Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Bless you, bless you.
And my family?
Yeah.
I said all the time, I wonder why he blesses me like he does.
Amen.
I can't figure that out.
It's good week.
Back to back. I've talked to my divorce and all that stuff. I got away from God for several years. Rededicated my life to try to do what's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey.
Dave and Corey. Just got the, you know, I could give 100 examples. I see families that, two different families that come together, got married, dysfunction.
Right.
And I had to stay at the house tonight. Larry come to church with me.
Amen.
I mean, God just blesses me.
Over. Amen.
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 I said last night, trying to finish up a study for my lesson. I was listening to Sound Doctor and the group Sound Doctor.
Yeah.
I was thinking about all the voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
And I asked that question. I said, Lord, why do you keep blessing like you just want? And it got that, I was listening to my father's eyes. And it got to that part where he's talking about it. When he got to heaven, he asked the Lord why he blessed him. And he said, when he got there, he realized he'd been blinded by the sun.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
We
got
to see
people.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm pretty happy tonight. My son's testified. One son.
Amen.
Grandson's come to the altar. My granddaughter's son. The wife testified. I'm pretty happy tonight.
Amen.
Pretty happy tonight. Nothing that I'd rather have my family to do.
Yes.
Serve God.
Yes. I'll bless you.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. Make me no prouder.
Yep.
In anything they could do, than serve God.
Amen. Yes.
Serve God, live for Him.
That's right.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Pastor,
yes, sir.
Thank the Lord for saving
you. Amen.
Amen.
Our family. Lord really dealing with me right now.
Amen.
More than ever.
Amen.
I got away from God for a long time.
You said, Lord.
I was here, but I wasn't really here. Not easy. All I don't know what it is.
Praise the Lord.
Really been home in here lately pretty bad.
Bless you, Lord.
I just ask everybody to pray for me.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Zach. You pray for that boy to get God's will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Stay in God's will. Do God's will. Amen. All right. Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. 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 All right. Praise the Lord. This is good. Anybody else have a testimony tonight? Sure be bad to leave on this one. All right. Anybody else? Yeah.
And it continues praying for Brandon. Moves to town now, so that's took a stress load off of all of us.
Yeah.
Pray for Kenny. You can tell God's dealing with him.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him.
Those bad moves kick in, and you know that the devil fighting in, it seems like Sunday morning is the best time to show up.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you most of all, though, just for being God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Eddie, for your testimony, every time I hear you say he's 34 years old when you got saved, Brandon's 32. I look at you and I just think, Lord, it's going to happen.
Still
it's
going to
happen one
yeah.
of these days.
Amen.
And I'm letting you know.
Amen.
It's going to happen. I love Amen. Church, and I thank everyone for all of your prayers.
Yes.
It's an encourager that David prays for Brandon every night. In her prayers, she prays for him. And I just feel like the Lord's going to do not because she prays, but the church that's been for him
yes.
a long time. I just feel like the Lord's going to do something.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank the Lord again. It's like I can't put out my mouth what I really want to say.
Yes,
I'm just so glad.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother, believe some stuff got down some hearts for you.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else tonight? Or a testimony or something? All right, I think we'll sing Amazing Grace.
Amen.
And ask the piano player to come, song leader to come. And let's stand, sing Amazing Grace. If you mind God, you need to go and shake somebody's hand, you do that. Maybe somebody needs a word of encouragement or a hug, you do that. And then God will bless you for it. All right, Amazing Grace. Praise God. His grace is amazing.
I don't even know what page
it
is. 203. 203.
Yes. Yeah.
I've been
dealing with me. I got praise God for what he's been doing for me for the last 3 or 4 months. He saved my son. He walked with my son. You know, he had that wreck. You know, he got one. He saved him. And also, I had a golf operation. I didn't ever have no problem. We've been having problems with it. And, you know, and then my sister got it. But that's what God been praising me. Doing the deal with me. And I've been holding back on it. I thought, nobody don't heal me. But, you know, I just been so blessed. And, you know, God done so much for me.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right. Ain't this good?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amazing Grace.
Oh,
Praise God! 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 Praise God!
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just think about it and I think, how can I, me, a nothing and nobody, going to heaven someday,
yeah,
to enjoy that treasure that's laid up there, to enjoy seeing Jesus, and I love Him so, and yet I fail Him miserably because, I'll tell you, I'm selfish, and I'm self-centered, and I'm prideful, you know, and all these things hinder me from being what I should be for God. And I'll tell you something else, too, but maybe y'all don't get this way, but I do. I get so tired, and I get so weary of the evil that's around me. I get so tired of trying to fight, and I get so tired of girls coming into the house and trying to show them the right way and show them the truth. And all I know is the, what's in the Bible. I don't know an awful lot about it, but I know about salvation. I've got it. I don't know an awful lot about it, but I know it's the truth. Whatever God says is the truth. And I want to live the rest of my life. I tried to live the before life, but I want to live my life for Him. I want to be an example before Him. But they tell me, well, you know, things have changed. People have changed. But God hasn't changed. God's the same as He was yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God is the same. His word is the same. It doesn't change. And sometimes the devil gets around me and I get in my room by myself. And I think, Lord, am I doing any good? Lord, is anything being said that matters? Are they listening? Are they hearing? Are they getting anything in their heart? And then I think, Lord, who am I? What can I do? And then it comes to me, I got you in it and I'm going to get you through it. But yet sometimes I think, Lord, I'm such a mess. How can you take me and use me for your work? How can you take me and use me to show these girls the right way? I have a love in my heart for the Lord. I have a love in my heart for these girls. I want to show them what's real and what's true and not this facade of things in the world that doesn't matter. It's going to decay someday. It's going to burn away. It's not going to matter what wealth you have, what looks you have, what notoriety you have. It's not going to matter. What does matter is what you do for the Lord. You know, it's going to last eternally. I thank the Lord. I still can't believe it. He saved my soul in the foot of a car. I say it. People say, well, you say it all the time. That's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I hope and pray I can say it till the day I die. Because when I get to heaven, that's what I'm going to thank the Lord for. For saving my soul. And I'm going to think, Lord, what am I doing here? Me and nothing and nobody. And I don't even work for you like I ought to. I don't do what I should. And I'm so prideful, Lord. Why in the world do you spend any time with me? But I just keep trucking on. I keep trying. I keep trying to do what God wants me to do. And I keep trying to fight all the evil that's around me. But sometimes, Brother Rick, it gets so strong. It gets so strong. And you think, Lord, I know I'm right. But nobody hears me. Nobody listens. I know I'm right. I know I've got to do this, and I can't do anything else. And if I have some kind of religious nut, then so be it. I want to die a religious nut, if that's what you want. Because my faith is in God. My faith is in His Word. My faith is in what He's done for me. And I know it's true. I know it's real. And nothing can take that away from me. All the evil can stand round about me, but they can't take that away from me. And one day, after a while, this dirty little vessel is going to be in heaven someday. Not because anything I've done, but what the Lord did for me when He hung upon that cross for my sin. For my sins yesterday. For my sins today. And for my sins tomorrow. I thank God for that tonight. And I ask you, please, I know there's a lot to pray for, but please, remember me and help me that I might be able to continue to stand for what I know is right, for what I know is true, and help me that I might be able to say something to these girls.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I can think about us over in North Carolina preaching and over around Shelby and at the radio, Christian radio station over there, Brother Wade, can't remember his last name, but he's got a big church over there, so they got their own nursing home, their own radio station, everything, and he's 24-hour preaching all day long.
Praise the Lord.
Had an old preacher on there. I'm sure he'd never even seen the inside of any kind of school. He was on there preaching, and he said, they got all these different versions here. He said, a lot of people throw this and that. He said, they got all these different versions here, and they're reading this and reading that. And he went on about 20 minutes, but then when he got done, he said, but when they get done reading all them, looking at all them, he said, this, and I'll still say the same thing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Praise the Lord. Anybody else?
Amen.
Anybody else tonight? All right. Well, you ought to got some help tonight some way or another.
Amen.
All this good saying.
And Lord.
And the testimony and the Spirit of God moving. And
So
I trust you did, hope you did. All right. Anybody else have anything? Last call. Anybody got anything else tonight before we let you go? All right, then. If all hearts are clear, just turn around there and shake somebody's hand and just tell them you love them in the Lord. And you're free to go.
I don't remember who it was, but I heard this one guy say one time, God's the only one he can do. I guess it's by me.